This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
At 7:42, while unemployment and poverty remain one of the country's biggest threats, according to Gerard Papenfuss, who is the chief executive of the National Employers Association of South Africa, the centralized collective bargaining model, which culminates in bargaining councils extending agreements to non-parties, remains the biggest deterrent to employment in affected industries. And to talk to us a little bit more about it is the man himself. Gerard, thank you so much for joining us on the line. Why do you think that the collective bargaining model needs a rethink?
The problem is the extension of the agreements and the way in which it's done. The way the Labor Relations Act prescribe the whole system is that the number of employees determines, on the employer side, the number of employees employed by business determines whether the minister extend that agreement or not. So you can have a couple of, and that is exactly what's happening, big businesses which employ large numbers of employees, then extend agreements to SMMEs. Now you have a situation in the biggest council, for instance, the steel industry, metal industry bargaining council, where the employers involved in these deals make up 10% of employers in the industry, and they extend it to 90% of the industry.
Right.
Now you must understand that the cost of wages as a percentage of turnover might be as low as 5% for a big business. It might be as high as 50% for a small business. So the big business do the deal. They normally do bad deals because they're very sensitive to strikes, and then pass on the cost to the downstream. So the employer in the downstream pays twice. He pays for it where the big business incorporates the increased wage in his product, sells it to the downstream. The downstream pays for the higher price in the product, and he pays the higher wage for his employees. He pays twice. The guy at the top pays nothing. The guy at the bottom cannot pass it on to the consumer. And this is where unemployment starts, because the downstream is now forced to stop manufacturing. It is very hard to manufacture at a province in South Africa. Very, very hard.
Right.
So you stop manufacturing and importing. So, you know, unless we change that, and that's Section 32 of the Labor Relations Act, that's one little tweak that needs to be made. But it's a massive, massive tweak, because big business and big trade unions love the system as it is. They are vested interests. And as long as we don't change that, we will not create jobs in the downstream. And that is, if you want to create jobs, it is SMMEs that will have to create the jobs in South Africa.
Right. And those who support it, I mean, do they also pick up some of the faults you're seeing in the model? And do you think they'd even be, you know, open to sitting around the table and say, you know what, let's have a look at this, and maybe perhaps it's not working out the way we had envisioned it to?
Well, you know, for starters, the trade unions won't change the system. They love it. Although it bites them in the sense that they're losing members. I mean, as the industry shrinks, the membership of the of trade unions dwindles. So in the long run, it is biting them. But big business, when we sit with them around the table, they admit this system is wrong. They admit this one-size-fits-all system where big business make rules in Johannesburg and extend it to a little business in Kakamas is not working. But when it comes to negotiations, they turn around. So there's just not the will and the courage to change this thing. So what will have to happen is that politicians will have to do it. Now, when the president did his Sona address in February, he said all the right things. And I believe he meant it. But he's only one person. As we speak, the Department of Labor is making the rules even worse.
Right.
As I'm standing here, I'm on my way to Cape Town to testify before a committee in Parliament on this issue. So there's just not the political will to change the system. Business can change it. Business can change the system by merely insisting that unless this is done, there's no deal. That's how you change it. But big business is running the show because of the legislative framework,
right,
which gives them that privilege. They simply do not have the will to do that.
All right, Gerard, thank you so much for your time talking to us about collective bargaining that needs a rethink. Gerard Papenfuss, who is the Chief Executive of the National Employers Association of South Africa.